From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. With a vote on final passage of a health care overhaul bill now set for 8 a.m. Thursday, it appears the measure is on its way to making its way through the Senate. For a second day, Senate Democrats were able to beat back a Republican filibuster attempt, getting the 60 votes needed to cut off debate. President Obama praised lawmakers, saying he will stay in Washington until the Senate finishes its work.
If they're making these sacrifices to provide health care to all Americans, then the least I can do is to be around and provide them any encouragement and last-minute help where necessary.
Once passed, the Senate will have to reconcile its version of a health care bill with the House version in what is likely to be a difficult negotiation. A freshman Democrat in Congress is leaving his party to join the GOP ranks, NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Alabama Congressman Parker Griffith will be a Republican when he runs for re-election next year. His party switch comes at a key moment in the congressional debate over the Democratic health care bill. Griffith, a radiation oncologist, was one of 39 Democrats who voted against the House version of the bill. He's consistently bucked the party on major votes, opposing economic stimulus spending, financial regulatory reform, and cap-and-trade legislation. He represents a conservative North Alabama district that includes Huntsville. Griffith narrowly won the seat as a Democrat. Republican John McCain picked up 61% of the presidential vote there. Griffith is not the first Alabama politician to switch parties while in office. In 1994, Senator Richard Shelby also defected from the Democrats to join the GOP. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
The Justice Department has just released documents showing the FBI's concern with harsh interrogations for terrorism detainees. The ACLU obtained the documents through a lawsuit under the Freedom of Information Act. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
This pile of documents contains emails from 2002, when the first high-value detainees came into American custody. In one, an FBI official whose name is blacked out writes, "The key issue is participation by FBI agents in interrogation techniques which are not ordinarily lawful." The writer then says in all caps, "We should not be exposed to such conduct." Other documents express the FBI's fear that harsh interrogations could interfere with trials for detainees. Last week, the chief judge overseeing Guantanamo cases said every time he has asked government lawyers to explain the circumstances of a detainee's alleged confession, the government has decided not to use the confession in court. That suggests the FBI's concerns in 2002 of torture allegations interfering with a trial may have been well-founded. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 50 points to end the session at 10,464. The Nasdaq closed up 3 points today. The Standard & Poor's 500 gained 15 points. This is NPR. A federal appeals court said today will uphold a $290 million judgment against software maker Microsoft. The court also announced it will issue an injunction that would prevent the sale of the company's popular Word software beginning in mid-January. At issue is a Texas jury verdict that contends recent versions of Microsoft Word infringe on a software patent. Microsoft, for its part, said today it will tweak the application to remove the feature that is judged to be an infringement of a patent held by a small Canadian software company. Internet authorities in China have released new regulations apparently aimed at blocking internet pornography, but the rules also have the potential to block large numbers of unauthorized websites. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
In past, China's government has generally adopted a blacklist strategy, blocking access to websites containing what the government considers harmful information. But new rules from China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology suggest a whitelist, that is, Chinese internet users could only view sites whose domain names were registered with the ministry. The Beijing News commented today that if foreign websites were blocked for not registering with the Chinese government, it would defeat the purpose of the internet. Earlier this year, the ministry ordered all new Chinese computers to be shipped with Green Dam content filtering software, but it backed down after a public outcry. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Officials in Europe now say they began offering limited train service between France and Britain aboard Eurostar trains. That comes amid what has been a three-day disruption of service. Eurostar was carrying out tests yesterday to determine what caused breakdowns of trains that left thousands stranded, including passengers on five London-bound trains, some of whom spent hours aboard trains with no food or water. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.